Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Josh and I are standing side by side because there's no time to switch. So now we're making a transition, and you can't see it, but it's happening. So if you hear some noise in the background, you understand that we're just trying to get everything cleared up here on the desk. It's a big desk, by the way, Josh. But still, we're in the same exact pod, which...
I love you anyway.
412-928-9370 is the number to call. As always, we have a lot to talk about, including the Pirates. Josh just got done with 2 hours of that, but if you'd like to talk about some of the issues they may be facing, and a John Morosi report yesterday that indicated the Pirates may be in that sell-off mode again. Now, if they can turn things around a little bit on this homestand and at least get themselves back into somewhat of contention, that may change. But for now, they remain eight back. Milwaukee won yesterday. The Cubs won yesterday. The Cardinals are really struggling. The Cardinals went through three series against real bad teams and didn't do much. And so they're just three games ahead of the Pirates. So we'll see what happens there. But there are a lot of speculation about what happens down the road. But it was a good outing yesterday for Chad Kuhl, encouraged by the fact that he worked out of some jams, some of them self-inflicted, like the one in the fourth inning where he had an error on a bunt that really looked like not only the Reds took the lead at 2-1, they would add on and the Pirates would be in big trouble. But instead, he did his best pitching at that point with a couple of strikeouts. And then to get out of that inning with no further damage was a big deal for Chad Kuhl. So we continue to talk about the Pirates at 412-928-9370. They also signed their number one pick, Travis Swaggerty. But we probably won't see him for several years. Nova and Castillo today. It's a 405 game, by the way. The Fan coverage begins here at 240 with Mac and Jack. So we'll get into that, but also want to get into some other items that were trending this week. The Steelers ended up their OTAs and their mini camp, and so now a six-week break. There are some interesting moments along the way. Antonio Brown went off for no reason, apparently, unhappy with the fact he has no freedom, which is interesting. It sort of came out of nowhere. I still don't understand why he was ticked off, why he had to do this. There was not one, you know, area of media criticism that I saw that would have prompted that sort of action, other than he was asked about Le'Veon Bell, and maybe he misinterpreted what he actually said. So to me, I'm not saying the media misinterpreted. I think he misinterpreted what he actually said. And think about that. That's hard to do, but he might have done that. And he got a little annoyed with it, so he came out and went off a little bit. But, hey, as far as Antonio Brown is concerned, I've always said if he puts up the numbers he's supposed to put up, you don't worry about some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth, because he is a player and a very good one. And some of this stuff is just guys being guys today. It's the culture of today. Let's talk about the Steelers, too, and what you expect now. You've seen what they're going to do, try to work on tackling, which is a hard thing to do in today's NFL because they don't allow all that much practice and pads and full-fledged tackling. And tackling was a big problem with the Steelers, I thought, last year, especially in some of their bigger losses, specifically two to Jacksonville. You got to be able to tackle better than what they did. And Keith Butler said it is going to be a main priority for them. They're also going to be flooding the defensive field here with a lot of safeties and corners. And who knows what kind of plans we're going to see there with regard to dime packages or sub-package football. There's going to be a lot of different stuff that we'll see in training camp as well. But if I asked the question today, and I asked it when it happened, I'm sure we're going to get a couple of answers that are different here, because when Martavis Bryant was traded, there was a lot of response that the Steelers did the wrong thing, that they needed Martavis Bryant, who's entering a contract season. The ironic thing about that is he would have been an unrestricted free agent right now had he not been suspended twice, the last one for a year. Now there is a report out there that there is something else going on with Martavis Bryant. Nothing specific yet, but he is facing potentially another suspension. So I asked the same question today. Are you glad now the Steelers traded Martavis Bryant? Because a lot of people called here and said they weren't, said they needed him. And I felt the same way. I felt like, okay, this is a guy who has plenty to play for. He got through the most turbulent season of his career, the most turbulent time that he had to deal with, and he went through it unscathed. His numbers weren't as good, but he played, and you would thought, okay, now he's facing some contract options. If he has a good year, he's going to really have a breakthrough season, but we'll see. Now it looks like Oakland may be in big trouble there by making that pick. And given the Steelers the 80th overall selection, that's a pretty high price to play for a guy who may be suspended, and you'll get nothing for him. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Let us know what you think about that. And also some hockey going on here, because I want to bring up a question that was brought up earlier this week on this radio station, and that would be Phil Kessel. Phil Kessel's a guy that I think everyone has an opinion about, and Bob McKenzie of TSN had an interesting comment that there are many teams interested, specifically the LA Kings is one he mentioned. I'd like to know if you are comfortable with the Penguins trading Phil Kessel, because this is one of those answers that can go either way. I think it can go yes because he's older, yes because he makes a lot of money, yes because we can get a lot in return for him, or you said no because this is a guy who's principal part of what's going on here with the Penguins and two Stanley Cup runs, and he's still only 31. He has 4 years left. He's coming off his best season, so no. Yes or no? I'd like to hear your response to that, because I see it going right down the middle. I think Jim Rutherford doesn't have any plans to do it, but if he hears something that he likes, he's always one of those guys who can do it. 412-928-9370. We have Kurt in Mount Lebanon kicking us off today on the hotline. What's up, Kurt? How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Always good to talk to you. I've been calling you since I was like 15 years old.
Oh, my. What does that make me?
I know.
How old
it's
are you?
Scary, isn't it? I'm 49, so I've been calling you for a long time.
Kurt, you're revealing too much here, but go ahead. Thanks.
I know. I'm sorry. Hey, listen, a couple things. I mainly want to talk about the Steelers, but I would be not saying that I'm glad that the Knights did not win the Cup. I think that no team in their first season deserved to win a Cup just because the fans didn't get to go through any pain and suffering. So even though I hate the Caps, congratulations. But my larger point is about the Steelers. It's funny, when the Penguins got the day they got done, I knew the Pirates weren't going to be any good this year again. So I just got really excited again about the Steelers. And looking at the division, I think it's clear that they're going to win the division again this year. So they're going to be in the playoffs. They're probably going to have at least one home game. So it's really something nice to look forward to. And I don't want to get too long-winded. And I have a prediction, and my son agreed with me, that Mason Rudolph is going to win a game for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. I want to get your thoughts.
I wouldn't be surprised by that. You know, Kurt, I think, thank you very much for the call, and keep listening. I appreciate that. Your son might be onto something there. I think it's going to be compelling and very interesting to watch what happens in training camp with Landry Jones, because he's going to be pushed, unlike he was pushed last year. You know, I don't think Josh Dobbs was that much of a threat, although I think Dobbs is very much motivated. Playing time in the preseason will be under a lot of scrutiny, which I love, because we carry four preseason games, so there's nothing worse than getting, you know, sometimes to the fourth quarter of these games and everything's pretty well decided. Now you're going to have everything that really matters. And I think Mason Rudolph continued to progress through all of this mini camp from all the accounts. Looks like he's comfortable. He's getting to know it. And if he gets an opportunity to shine in the preseason and outperforms Landry Jones, he may jump him. I don't think that's been totally determined that Landry's the automatic backup there. So I think that's something to watch, and I will be interested. He's got a big arm. And if there is an injury to Ben Roethlisberger, and hope that doesn't happen, but if there is, who would be the first man up? At this point, it's Landry Jones, but he may not be that guy if Mason Rudolph has a big training camp. So that's going to be very compelling to watch for sure. 412-928-9370. We go out to Chuck in Greensburg, who joins us here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hello, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning. That's Green County.
Green County.
That's right. Yeah. Anyhow, I watched the Steelers games last year with Jacksonville. And I've been a Steelers fan forever. My dad took me to Latrobe in 72. I had Joe Green, L.C. Greenwood, Bradshaw, and all those guys' autographs. So I've been a Steelers fan forever. When I watched the Pittsburgh Steelers play the Jacksonville Jaguars, from sideline to sideline, maybe not because of Le'Veon Bell, because they don't have him, but at any rate, Jacksonville's just a better football team. They handle the line of scrimmage on both sides, defensively and offensively. I don't see anything changing. I mean, we might get closer, but they're still going to have a better football team.
You still say that with their offense. I thought their offense took advantage of a Steeler defense, which was very giving. And I don't think Blake Bortles is that good, even though he got an extension because of it.
Yeah, you might be right. But if I'm a betting man, I'll bet you they're still the top. If we have to play them, you know, in the playoffs, they're still going to whip our butt. I think they're a better football team.
I disagree with that on paper, Chuck, but thanks for the call. I think they just they played better. There's no doubt. And I thought interiorly they were really good in those two games. And I was surprised the Steelers would allow that to happen a second time after they lost the first time at Heinz Field. That was a shock to me, especially the way it, you know, I would never have thought 45-42 was the final score. But in those games, more than anything, their run defense pretty much stunk. And that's what's got to change. They let well over 150 yards in both of those games. You can't do that if you're going to have any shot at trying to put some pressure on a quarterback who, when you make him one-dimensional, it's an entirely different game. And I thought they just couldn't do that. And as a result, Bortles took advantage of it. 412-928-9370. We have Jordan. We have Bob on the line. We keep rolling with some callers here as we go along. We'll also talk about the U.S. Open and a former Pittsburgh Steeler coach who took some shots at Ben Roethlisberger, most likely. We'll talk about that and more. So call 412-928-9370. We're just getting started. Bob Pompeiani Show, brought to you by a good people of PNC Bank for the Achiever in You. Allegheny Health Network, health for all, driven by number one Cochran. Go one better. More calls on the way right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.